A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, September 16th, 2015. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kips Dube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the controversial event in Parliament yesterday, where President Robert Mugabe read a speech that he had read in Parliament 2 weeks ago.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
And of course, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on 4930-5940 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voindebele.com.
The economic growth rate, which was initially projected at 3.2%, is now expected to register 1.5% growth in 2015, this being occasioned primarily by the negative impact of drought in our agriculture sector.
We don't expect such a thing, especially at a time when we are expecting some guidance on how to lift our country out of the economic troubles that we find ourselves in. So I'm sure they will dust this up. It's an embarrassing situation, which I think should not be repeated.
It shows that the time is up for the president. He has to hand over the baton to other crop of leaders who can take this country forward.
Yeah, of course, yeah, but there was a very big error. But it's a common error which can be done even famusha, but no sorrow. That common error can again be happened.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about President Robert Mugabe reading the wrong speech in Parliament yesterday.
And today, Vice President and Justice Minister Emmerson Mnangagwa officially presented to a special sitting of Parliament the correct speech which the President was supposed to read at the official opening of the third session of the 8th Parliament.
Some parliamentarians have attacked him for presenting the wrong speech. In the speech, Mr. Mugabe proposed the enacting and amendment of several laws.
What are your views on this issue? If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
Wonguka hamadzadiwa nasi tida kuti tinge tichitarisa nezve nyaya yekuti vamugabe vakaverengawo mashoko avakambenge vaverenga kare musi wa 25 mwedzi wapera, uye pane nyaya iri kutaurwa nevanopikisa yekuti vakatumirwa mashoko panhare mbozha dzavo ekuvatyisidzira kuti vakatamba vachisveredza mutungamiri wenyika vanenge votambira kunonyudza. Gibbs.
Yebo kambe zuluka ndaba lingalitshona njani khona ngapha lapha khona thina ngapha siyaphila sibili okwamagama. Yes, yakwazi ukuthi izolo ke eParliamente umongameli uRobert Mugabe umane wabamba ke okuthiwa ispeech yakhe endala kakhulu. Ispeech le okuthiwa uyibalile wayibala ngeviki ephelileyo, uyibale sibili wayiphusha du kungalamuntu othi hayi baba phela lapho ngazani usutsha ugwalo lokudala. Yes, sizwile ke izolo kuthiwa kulama MPs kumbe ngithi abamele idala leParliamente abakubandla leMDC ngakade bese tuselwa kuthiwa lingavele lihleke umongameli egona ngale eParliamente lizasibona. So ke siyakhumbula ke ngamaviki aphelileyo umnumzana uRobert Mugabe wayekhona ngale-ke ephalamende lapha bamhlela khona ekhuluma ngaloko kuthiwa i-State of the Nation Address. So sifuna ukuzwa ngani ukuthi kambe lithini ngakhonaoku okwenzakale ephalamende izolo. Nxa lifuna ukuthi lingene kuhlelo nasinombolo 001-202-619-2077. Ye, khuluma nisizwe Zulu.
I think, Gibbs, we have our three guests lined up. First, we have Honorable Kindness Paradza from the ruling ZANU-PF party. Honorable Paradza, good evening.
Good evening. How are you there in Washington?
We are doing great, and thanks for joining us.
Excuse my voice. It's not in good shape today.
Thank you so much. Maybe we'll go with you for 10 or 15 minutes. Then we bring in another ZANU-PF member, Mr. Joseph Chuma, who is on standby, a member of the Central Committee. We also have Honorable Nelson Chamisa from the MDC. Honorable Chamisa, good evening.
Good evening, Mr. Zulu. Good evening, our listeners. God bless you. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. We also have Mr. Dumisani Nkomo, an independent political commentator. Mr. Nkomo, good evening. Mr. Nkomo, are you on the line? We might be having a problem there,
yeah,
but
so,
I will try to get in touch with Mr. Nkomo. Gibbs, you can fire away.
Now, let's start with you, Mr. Kindness, Honorable Kindness Paradza. We seem to have had a problem yesterday in Parliament. Do you think somebody did that deliberately, or it was just one of those mistakes that you cannot really contain, you know?
No, from the look of things, it was possibly a genuine mistake. We cannot say at this stage that this mishap was deliberate, because the investigation, as we understand, are in progress as we speak to find out what exactly happened, and we should be able to be given some kind of result as the Vice President today promised in Parliament. So we can not really at this stage say it was deliberate.
Thank you so much, Mr. Paradza. Please do stay on the line. I think we also have Mr. Dumisani Nkomo. Mr. Dumisani Nkomo, good evening.
Good evening to you. How are you?
We are doing great, and thanks for joining us. But before we come back to you, Mr. Nkomo, let's go to Mr. Chamisa. Mr. Chamisa, your take on what transpired in Parliament.
Well, a very sad development, embarrassing and depressing to citizens, to onlookers, and also to ourselves as the deputies or representatives of the people. It's something that is despicable, unacceptable, and very unpalatable to have a president of a whole country coming to the correct people, reading the wrong speech, obviously instigated by whoever had whatever motive. For us, it's a waste of national resources, a waste of national time, but also abuse of important organs of the state, the legislature in this case being the relevant one. We have taxpayers that are our masters. We are supposed to be accountable to them. But we have all this pomp and fancy ceremony that is associated with the opening of Parliament, and then have the wrong speech at the end of the day. It says a lot about the throne. It says a lot about the government. It says a lot about our political system. It does say a lot about even our legislature. And of course, as MPs, we have a duty to make sure that we restore the sanity, dignity, and integrity of the House of Assembly. And this is why we have demanded answers. This is why we have said, let's look at the consequences and effects of this mishap. It has national dimensions. It has security concerns. It affects even issues of sovereignty. It even has a boomerang effect on national image and the aspect of our international standing. When you have a president who is being asked to read the wrong speech, where does it end? Where is it going to end? Perhaps he's going to be asked to read a funeral speech at a wedding, or he's going to have to start preaching where he's supposed to be giving messages of commiseration. So it's a very serious issue.
Mm-hmm. Thank mm-hmm. you, Mr. Chamisa Gibbs.
Now, Mr. Nkomo, your take on this issue?
I think, first of all, it shows a gross incompetence on the part of the officials that work with the president. And secondly, obviously, it shows that the president is getting old. It's something that we have to face. It's a political reality. It's a biological reality that everybody has to come to terms with. So it's really a challenge, because it then means, since he's the head of state and government, he is the CEO of the country, he's the commander-in-chief of the country, of the armed forces. So it becomes worrying when he can't really recall speeches that he has delivered before. Again, it undermines the whole issue of investor confidence. So it's worrying, first of all, because of the gross incompetence. I mean, if officials fail to actually prepare the correct speech, and then the president himself, for various reasons, fails again to note that the speech is actually the wrong speech, it's very worrying for a country of the stature of Zimbabwe.
Thank you so much, Mr. Nkomo. Kunao vachangotibata nasi tiri pa live talk apo tiri kutaura nezvemashoko avamugabe mudare paramende tichitaurawo zvakare tinenge tichida kuti taurewo kuti imomo speech macho munoona sei zvinhu zvanga zvirimo hatingangotaura zvakakanganiswa asi pane zvanga zvichida kuti zvinge zvichiitwa tichange tichizviziva zvakare. Of course, right, Gibbs, we are not just focusing on the wrong speech but also what was in the correct speech to see if that can actually take the country forward.
Ubeka kuhle kakhulu ngoba kuyamele sibone ukuthi vele kade kulani umoment okhombana ku speech yakhona.
Tine mutereri wekutanga mukoma vamusika vanhu makadi. Munoti taurise ifone nyaya isikunyatsonzwika zvakanaka. Kuri sei kubechinafu?
Kuri right.
Tipewo pfungwa dzenyu tinzi.
Ndozvatangogara tichingotaura kuti munhu wakura sitiriti ine gavhumendi yake yakutopedzera ita nguva ngoona yakuti vota akutanga kuita fiye kuisa fiye kumaMP kuzoti vanhuwo zvava munhu aifanira kungosiya chigaro nehurumende yake totoitwa kupinda vanokona kutonga vari nani vasikaiti zvoubindindo zvavo. Hapana zvekunotarisira munhu wakura ende upfinyi hwaanoitira nyika wakakurisa vanhu arutambura.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru vamusikavanhu. Of course, Mr. Mskawan is saying this has got everything to do with Mr. Mugabe's age. And maybe it's high time he does a step down.
Mr. Paraza, what's your quick reaction to that?
No, I don't agree with that. Let me tell you, we all know that the president, of course, is 91. But that's not an issue. The issue is the person who gave the president the wrong speech. It's not about the president. We are not talking about the president here. The president read the speech which he was given. He thought it was the correct speech. So you cannot blame the head of state. And it has nothing to do with his age. You can see that he is actually more intelligent and more...
Mr. Chamisa, do you agree with that?
I understand the predicament of my comrade, Honorable Paraza. You know, I think you're asking a tough one. But this is a common fact. This is accepted universally across the political divide in the country. That indeed, questions of the age of our president is also a factor to be considered. In fact, our president is a victim. You know, there are perpetrators. Those people who continue to want to see our president in office, even at this age, edging him on, you know, letting encouraging him to continue to be in office is a very cruel act. It is cruel because our president needs to rest. Our president has done a lot. It might not be enough. The people may have different views about what has been done. He has done certain good things. He has also done very bad things. And I think that is the nature of the gestation of any leader in office. Having said that, we now need to look at the question of saying, you know, with his age, we probably need to start thinking, you know, being fair, being kind as citizens. It doesn't augur well for us, even as youngsters in parliament, to be arguing with our president or to be continuing to look at our president with a very confrontational or argumentative way, because he's our grandfather. He's supposed to be given his place of honor as we retire him and focus on other young people who are able to contribute to the country. You know, the country does not have last born or first born. You know, our president is not the first and last citizen in the country. He is our president now, but we can have another one. And that is what we are simply saying. So age is a factor, but more importantly, those perpetrators who have caused these omissions and commissions, allowing our president to be in such an embarrassing position, are also people whom we don't want to take kindly and to treat with kid gloves.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much, Honorable Chamisa. Yes, yeah, Baba Nkomo. Yeah, kumbe singakayi Baba Nkomo. What is that umlaleli lapha osecingweni? Eh baba konapho ibizo ngubani? Yes, sakubona mnumzana. Yes. Unjani Gibson? Unjani Gibson? Hayi siyaphila baba Gibson. Yeah, akuphosela kokonapho sizwe baba. Ye ye khuluma baba sibili ye khuluma sizwe ye siyakuzwa kuhle kakhulu phosela kokonapho ungathini ngodaba esikhuluma ngalo lamhlanje
njalo lokuhulumende wayezodekimkabe abake baphumula abaneusekhulile aukhule kudlula lokhu kambe siwangakaliwade bewayilala uyiphindila liziye iceda iceke ukuthi kangiyekumenza angaboneni ukuthi incwadi le uke wayilala kube kuyini ekumenza angaboni.
Ye, wena ubona ngazani kade kuyini?
Ayithi ngamehlo ukuthi ukhulile shuwa. Ayithi ngamehlo ukuthi ukhulile.
Ye, kodwa ubona ngazani ngapho kuphuma nje khonapho baba Gibson. Ubona ngani ngapho kuphuma nje ajiye isikhundla sakhe?
Hayi, njengomuntu osekhulile uyanika abanye, avulela abanye iphetho.
Yes, akuzwa kakhulu khona ngapho lapho khona baba Gibson. Kukhona okunye ofuna ukukhuluma?
Ukukhuluma mayelana lokwethuthela abanye ephalamenti. Kambe uzathi ukhuluma labanye ukwethuthela khonokho ayibizini ukuqeqeda abanye emakhandi bazwisa ubuhlungu. Ngentela ukuthi ngabe uthiwa kuyayiyekeli aphela ukuze labo bakhulume bekhululekile.
Yes, akuzwa kakhulu khona ngapho-ke baba Gibson ukuthi ifoni yakho ingani iyadonsa kancane kodwa sikuzwile sibili okukhulumileyo. Siyabonga kakhulu baba. Yes, sibonge kakhulu. So according to Mr. Gibson, you know, President Robert Mugabe is now too old. He should you know, give us a chance to actually rule. So his question is, why didn't he realize that he was reading an old speech? He says it's impossible for you to read your own letter that you write twice, you're not recognizing that's a letter that you actually read in the past. Yeah,
of course, presidents have people who write speeches for them. But anyway, let's quickly read what is on WhatsApp from our listeners. Franco says that can happen. We all make mistakes. Forgive him. Nicodema says we are a nation in disarray. It explains the vacuum that exists in the once geo of Africa. People laugh at us in the diaspora. Even if you have a point, people point at you, at your leader. Zimbabwe needs a dimensional shift. Petzo says MDCT should keep on pressurizing for no reforms, no elections. Victor says, chokwadi wedu mtana anofunga kuti achiri kudiwa, but the truth came yesterday. The secretariat did it deliberately to prove to the nation that the president is to retire. Sebastian says the reading of a wrong speech is quite embarrassing. Tchaona says they should give him some rest. Terence says it's a clear indication that Mr. Mugabe is no longer able to lead the country. Manuel says it seems some close cronies are vying for his excellency's downfall. How could that happen? Or it might be a disguise to run away from the truth. There is a fish frying somewhere. Maybe the West has extended their sanctions. Pity for those responsible for organizing such a flop. Temba says he must be at the old people's home. Jerry says he's too old to rule. Tonderai says it's so sad if the president and his family could be exposed to such things. Steven says, thanks, Jonga, and the rest of the team. Honestly, our president is too old. Takuara says the president must resign. Those are some of the texts. And Ekemoyo, the last one, says Mr. Mugabe is not fit to rule anymore. Gibbs.
Yeah, on Facebook, our Facebook is misbehaving a little bit, but let's give some kind of, scanning through of what the speech was all about. So the speech that was actually released by the state-controlled Herald newspaper indicates that the president was supposed to propose the enaction of laws like the General Laws Amendment Bill, which seeks to operationalize roughly about 158 kind of laws. Then the Gender Commission Bill, the Zimbabwe Investment Authority Amendment Bill, which is seeking the nation to make a one-stop center, for investment. Then the State Procurement Amendment Bill, which seeks to improve efficiency of the public procurement system. Then the Special Economic Zones Bill, that seeks to promote exports and boost industrialization. We also have the Consumer Protection Bill, which seeks to actually promote the rights of consumers. And then the president also proposed the National Border Post Authority Bill. He is saying that there's a lot of goods that are not cleared on time at the border post. So he's seeking to, clearly make it sure that people process the goods as fast as possible. So he says at the moment, this kind of slowness which is there is impeding growth. So those are some of the
very
bills.
Important proposals. Yeah. Before we go to the caller, maybe let's just bring in Mr. Paraza. Mr. Paraza, let's talk about the proposals now. How significant are they?
Right. Now, that is the story. Let's discuss the president, right, the speech which was tabled today in Parliament. It set out a roadmap of where we should go as a country. In other words, in terms of the number of laws, and this is what we are going to do this parliament. And he proposed a number of bills to be brought to parliament, and those bills are important in the manner in which we are going to do our business, like the one-stop shop investment bill, which is the Zimbabwe Investment Authority Bill. This is good for business, the ease of doing business. That's the focus now. Let's not focus about the trivials. Let's focus about rebuilding this country. And let's focus about realigning the laws with our constitution. And that's what the president said. And that's what we are going to do as parliament. And these are more pressing issues. Look at the Consumer Protection Bill. How we have, consumers in this country, they had no rights all along. So this bill, and if it's enacted into law, is going to change the way we are doing business. The consumers have been shortchanged and so forth. So these are some of the issues which we are going to be seized with as we go this session. So it's clear that the president has set up a roadmap for us as MP to make sure that what government wants us to do as the executive, we deal with that as parliament.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Mr. Paradza. Mr. Chamisa, what is your take on the proposed bills?
Well, very exciting bills being proposed there, and I think very progressive. The only problem is that, yes, you can paint a picture of a nice building that you want to construct, but there are three critical elements that I need to underscore. Number one, you need the builders that are going to be able to then build on this building that you have as an aspiration. What do I mean? The political actors and political players are supposed to be willing, competent, and capable. And that is our problem right now. We have just been discussing the pertinent and perennial issue of the competence and capacity of the president and cabinet ministers, even members of parliament, to mention. They have to be competent to deal with the issues. I don't feel that there is sufficient capacity, particularly at the executive or governmental level. The second point is that if you are to build this great building, you also need to make sure that there is, you know, unanimity or unit of action. I don't feel that as Zimbabweans we agreed on the nature of our crisis. From the MDC side, we feel that it's a governance issue. From the ZANU-PF side, I don't know if they are very clear about what the issue is or what the problem is. They don't seem to think that there is a problem. But we feel that the problem is a governance deficit. The way we conduct our elections, the way we deal with our politics, the way we construct our relations at a national level. We need free and fair elections. We need credible and legitimate elections that produce a popular leader elected of and by the people. That is not there. So this great building in the form of this or you know, legislative pieces is not going to mean much until we have resolved fundamental national questions and national grievances that are there from Zambezi to Limpopo. The third one, obviously, is the issue of the building material. If you are to build this great building, the ingredients, the policies, the software, we need to deal with issues of corruption. We need to deal with issues of governance from a practice and practical point of view. Those issues remain unresolved and answered. And to the extent that we continue to have this exchange or playing of ping pong with the issues and ideas, not agreeing on a common issue, I don't think we're going to have much. We can come to Parliament, have these bills, but without the sufficient political will, it's a high sound nothing.
Ongo vatereri manzwa zviri kutaurwa pa Honorable Paradza vati zvanga mabhiri ari kunzi navamugabe anga achitaurwa nezvavo akakosha zvikuru tichitarisa nyaya yekumutsiridza upfumi hwenyika asi nekune rimwe rutivi vachamisa vari kuti hongu munogona kunyora henyu zvinhu zvakanaka asi kuzvipira kana kusipo hapana chinobuda
iye vachonjanana pake vati kakuru munomuzana uparadza kuti hai okwezve mugamendi kuhle kakhulu kuti munomuzana uchamisa kuti hai ngona vatu vengene kona pana vezimisele iye sibuye kuye baba nkomo ngamafitshane ngoba sesifuna kutata ke ikefu kancane ungathini ngaloko okhulunywa ngomadoda lam
ya ngasikhanela abathi ngesilungu legislative agenda amabills analamiladlule epalamende izinto ezinhle sibile kodwa inkinga iba khona ekutheni nxa sikhangela akula kuhlonipha kwe-constitution njalo kwezomu-economy ngoba kulo mthetho phela le-investment le-procurement sithole ukuthi just 2 weeks back upresident u-increase isayizi ye-cabinet okutshengisela ukuthi akula sifiso sibili ukuthi sikhangelisise ukuthi i-economy ilungiswe ngoba abantu razana abantu bhaqa onkomo nabo abaxotshe emsebenzini kodwa ngapha iyengezwa ikhabhinethi inani lamabhenji inani lama-4x4 liyengezwa kodwa ngapha abantu bhaqa abantu makhazi abayeluze imisebenzi xa sikhayela even izimasethi uhlelo luhle sibili kodwa up to now akukhanyi ukuthi implementation yankona ihamba
njanisimekhonapho kancane baba nkomo sithathe ke okulike fumbijana
mkoma ebel vari parunhare rambai muri parunhare Mr. Paradza Honorable Chamisa Honorable Paradza Mr. Nkomo please do stay on the line we just want to take a brief break our radio listeners unfortunately it ends here but the good news is we are streaming live so go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on live talk this is Blessing Zulu
and I'm Gibbs Dube saying stay tuned to Zimbabwe